早晨好。
My name is Steve Moffat. I'm one of the elders at Grace Bible Church Southwood Campus, and it is truly an honor to be here with you this morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
我的名字是Steve Moffat，我是恩典圣经教会在 Southwood 的堂的一个长老。今天早晨呢，是一个很大的荣耀，荣幸能和大家在一起。
If you will, turn in your Bibles to Hebrews 10, 19 through 25, and I want to read just again that text that we read at the beginning of the service.
如果你可以的话，把你圣经打开，翻到希伯来书第十章十九到二十五节，我们再读一遍今天早晨刚开始读过的经文。
Reading again from Hebrews 10, verse 19 through 25. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place,by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of our faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Let me pray for you. Father, we come before you this morning and we give you thanks for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your faithfulness to us this year.And Father, I pray this morning that you would use the words that you've laid on my heart to encourage this congregation. Thank you for them and their faithfulness. And I pray that you would bless this time this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On a very warm and very dark night in 1971, a young captain in the U.S. Air Force, a Gold Star recipient, on leave from his post in Thailand, traveled home to visit his mother.
也就是1971年的一个夏天的晚上，八月的夏天晚上，这一天晚上呢很热，那很黑。有一个年轻的美国空军上尉，他是一个金星奖章获得者。他这个时候呢，从他在泰国的驻地呢，可以休假回家来探访他的母亲。
On this Nevada highway, a dark night, going 70 miles an hour, he rear-ended someone who was going 20 miles an hour.With no lights on.
所以在这个晚上呢，他在高速公路上以每小时70英里的速度呢，从后面追尾了一个前面的车。前面的车当时时速只有20英里每小时，而且没有开灯。
That young captain was knocked unconscious as the car caught fire, burning him badly from the waist down.
这个年轻的上尉呢，当时呢就在车祸里面昏厥过去，而且呢，因为车子开始着火，他从腰身以下就烧得很厉害。
Medics airlifted him to San Antonio, where his legs were both amputated at Brooke Army Medical Center.
然后呢，这个医护直升机呢就把他从内华达转到了圣安东尼奥的军队医院，他在那里呢双腿都被截肢了。
As this young captain lay in his hospital in San Antonio, a promising military career over, it seemed that all hope was lost.
所以当这个年轻的上尉躺在圣安东尼奥的病床上的时候，他本来大有希望的军旅生涯已经结束了。那个时候看着所有的盼望都失去了。
Just 2 days before that, a young army private.Reported for duty at Brooke Army Medical Center to begin her training as an Army physical therapist.
所以就在那个事情两天前，有一个年轻的烈兵，来到了这个同样这个军队医院来开始上岗，开始了他做这个理疗师的训练。
She had grown up in Michigan in a loving family who were not believers, and she had joined the Army to come to Texas in search of a career.In search of meaning and purpose for her life.
那这个女的烈兵呢，是长在从密歇根州长大，生长在一个很充满爱的家庭，尽管他们并不信主。她来到这个德克萨斯州呢，是来找一份工作，同时也是在寻找生命的意义，也在寻找盼望。
You know, for our church and our community and our world, 2020 has been an extremely difficult year. Throughout our community, many have lost livelihoods, loved ones, and so much more.
所以大家知道, 在2020年, 对于我们的教会, 社区, 甚至整个世界, 都是非常艰难的一年。 在这个时候, 在我们社区和世界里, 很多人丧失了生命, 有的人失去了他们所爱的人, 有的人有别的各方面的损失。
You know, and yet today, we stand here on the brink of a new year. Often a new year brings hope, a freshness to life, and an opportunity to start anew in areas of our life.
但今天呢, 我们就站在一个新年的边缘, 经常呢, 一个新年会带来盼望, 带来一个生命的更新, 甚至给我们生活中很多领域带来一个新的机会。
But you know, if I'm honest with each of you today, I have struggled to find hope for 2021. And so this morning, I want to look at that idea of hope in the scripture.
所以如果我今天很真诚的话, 我会告诉大家, 对于2021年呢, 我的非常挣扎的去找到, 我想找到盼望是很有挣扎的, 所以今天早晨呢, 我想和大家一起来看看这个, 经文里面的一些关于盼望的理念。
My prayer for today is that each of you will leave this service with a renewed hope for this year. That's the prayer for myself for this year and for the years to come.
今天我的祷告就是, 当我们大家离开今天早晨崇拜的时候, 每个人都有一个更新的盼望, 对, 不光是对于下一年, 而是对于将来好多年。
You know, many people think of hope as a precarious thing, an illusion, a vanity, a madness of the mind.
你知道大家很多人认为盼望呢无非是一个很有时候很小心的事或者是一种幻想或者是一种虚空。
Cynics will say that he who lives on hope will die starving, right? Schopenhauer, the distinguished German philosopher, looked upon hope as the bait by which nature gets her hook in our nose and makes us serve her interests, though they may not be our own.
Okay. 所以犬儒主义者经常说那些活在盼望里的人最终会死于失望德国的大哲学家舒伦华是这样看盼望他觉得盼望就是大自然呢所释放的一个诱饵大自然用这个诱饵呢把我们吊在他的那个吊钩上所以这样呢我们就会服侍大自然的这个他的欲望
That is often the common assessment of hope in our world today, a vain and a deceptive thing. But that is not the hope of the New Testament.
尽管刚才说的就是现代的现今的世界对盼望的一种评价，好像是一种徒劳的一种欺骗。 但是呢，那并不是圣经新约所描述的盼望。
You know, Paul makes faith, hope, and love virtues of our Christian faith. When he writes, but now abide faith, hope, and love.
大家都知道保罗呢在讨论过信望爱是作为基督信仰里面的三个美德。保罗说过现在呢我们就住在信望爱里面。He
also speaks of the patience of hope and that hope is not ashamed. All through the New Testament, hope is spoken of in that same esteemed way.
保罗还说过要有在耐心里面等盼等候盼望，也说过因着盼望所以不至于蒙羞。所以整个新约里面盼望都是这样被描述的。Even
in our text this morning, the author of the book of Hebrews proclaims what I would call a daring enigma in verse 23 when he says, "Holding fast the confession of our hope without wavering."
所以，即便在今天早晨我们读这一段希伯来书里面。 他有这样一个描述，我把这个23节，我描述成是一个大胆的谜。23节这样说的，他说也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不至于摇动，因为那应许我们的。
In our world today, the idea of hope and unwavering are often not found in the same sentence.
所以呢，在今天我们生活的世界呢，那盼望让我们不至于摇动。So
why such a sharp contrast? In our ideas of hope, a contrast of illusion versus that steadfast reality, of dream versus a fact, of a lower hope versus a higher hope.
那为什么会有这么关于盼望？为什么会有这么一个强烈的 对比和反差呢？为什么这个反差里面，一方面是坚定的现实，一方面是幻觉，一方面是一个梦，一方面是事实，一方面是讲了一个很低的指望，一个是讲了一个高的盼望。
You know, the answer to these questions is not difficult. In fact, the answer is found in the scripture and the world. That answer is found is that the scripture and the world are speaking of two different things.
哦，事实上呢，回答刚才的问题并不难。这个问题的答案就在于，这个经文和世界在讨论盼望的时候，他们在说的是两个不同的事。
There is a higher hope and a lower hope. There is a genuine quality and a counterfeit. There is the real article and a substitute.
因为有一个真的是高的盼望，有一个是低的指望，有一个是真正的东西，有一个只是它的赝品。一个呢是说的是真实的东西，另外一个只是它的替代。
The hope of the world today is often simply optimism.It's the quality that is praised and often boasted by people who possess it. It's a quality that I'm sure my wife and kids are here today wish I had more of.
当世界在说盼望的时候，经常他们实际指的只是一种乐观的主义。这种乐天派呢，是一个经常被赞扬的东西。有这种乐天精神的人也自夸。这个其实我就连我的太太和孩子们也经常告诉我，他们希望我有更多的乐观的思想。
And while as a society we appreciate optimism and we willingly admit its service to our community or to the community, confusing optimism with hope fully explains the world's cynicism concerning hope.
尽管在一个作为一个社会呢，我们呢很欣赏这个乐观主义。也愿意希望我们他对我们的社会呢会带来好处，但是呢，如果把乐观主义和盼望两件事搞混了，这是完全就解释了为什么当今世界的犬儒主义，对于盼望会有那样一种看法。
Because confidence with no foundation looks ludicrous when disappointment comes. Looking at the bright side of things may be bold and brave.But it involves, as it so often does, a foolish neglect of facts along the way, and which point the other way.
因为信心呢，如果没有这个坚实的基础的话，是看着是很可笑的。因为当那种失望的事情发生的时候，所以呢，只是单单的凡事都看那个比较积极的一面，就乐观主义呢，好像是很大胆、很勇敢。其实呢，它可能只是一种很愚蠢的忽略掉了，把那些不消极的、不好的一面，只是单纯的忽略掉了。那么等坏事发生的时候，它可能最终带来更大的这个难处和痛苦。
And looking at the bright side only adds to the bitterness of ultimate failure.When everything is said and done, that hope of the world is a poor counterfeit of the real thing. It flourishes where there is no depth of earth and then soon withers away.
所以那就是说这种低端的盼望呢，它是一种很浅薄的一种赝品，对是这真正的盼望的一种赝品。所以当没什么坏事的时候呢，它显得很好。但是呢，他有坏事发生的时候，他很快就枯萎了。
But how different is this hope from the hope of the scripture? As believers, we go forward day by day, not inflated by foolish optimism, which seems to give support and help for a season to those who do not know Christ, but with a quiet and unquenchable hope drawn from the deep sources of our faith.
所以呢，刚才说的和我们圣经里面讲的盼望有什么不一样呢？作为信徒，我们呢都是每一天每一天的向前走，而不是靠着那种很浅薄的乐观主义，好像是给了我们一个季节性的盼望和帮助，而是靠着一个更安静而且更不可摧毁的一种盼望。这种盼望呢，是来自于我们心底里面的信心。
And that hope is based on two key ideas. The truth is indestructible, and the fact that our God is on his throne.
所以那个真正的盼望呢，它是基于两个关键的思想，一个呢就是真理呢是不可以摧毁的，第二个呢就是我们的神呢是掌权的神。
In our text this morning in Hebrews 10, the writer of Hebrews reminds us that now, since we have the confidence to draw near to enter the holy place through the blood of Jesus, we should draw near. Through the blood of Jesus, only can we draw near with a full assurance of our faith.
所以这就像我们今天早上读的希伯来书里面这个作者提醒我们的一样，说我们现在呢，即使因着耶稣的血呢，有这个信心可以坦然的进入至圣所，那我们是借着耶稣呢，就给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
You see, this is the truth that our world so desperately needs, the truth that points people to hope.
所以你知道吗？这个信息呢，才是我们现今的世界呢非常非常需要的。那么这个真理呢，也就是带给人这个盼望，人指向真正的盼望。The
truth is mighty. It's the truth of the gospel that Jesus was nailed to a cross, taken down and buried in a tomb, and sealed with a great stone. Yet on the third day, that great truth, Jesus, rose again. Amen.
所以这个真理是非常有力量的。这个是福音的真理呢，就是耶稣被钉在十字架上，又被取下来埋在墓里，并被用大石头挡着墓门。但是呢，耶稣呢战胜了罪和死亡，他又复活了，对吧 ？Amen.
John Milton, the great Puritan poet, who wrote Paradise Lost, said, "Though all the winds of doctrine were let loose to play upon the earth, so truth be in the field, we do injuriously to misdoubt her strength."
所以约翰米尔顿就是一个很伟大的这个清教徒诗人，他曾经写过那本书，是《天堂的失乐园》。那个是里面他说过，那么尽管各种教派的风呢在世界上刮来刮去。 里面也有真理的风，也在这个世界上。那么有时候呢，我们就会怀疑这个真理的力量。He
says, "Let her and falsehood grapple. Whoever knew truth to put to the worse in a free and open encounter. For who knows not that truth is strong next to Almighty God?"
所以这个作者就说，那么现在就让真理和那些假的东西来抗争。那么任何人他知道真理的，那么在一个自由的那个冲撞里面，他怎么会选择更差的呢？或者任何人他不知道真理是，或者那个对于那些不知道是真理的人呢，他们呢怎么会能够接近这个最强的真理呢？
And finally, she needs no policies or stratagems to make her victorious. Give her but room and bind her not when she sleeps.
所以这诗人接着说，他说，这个真理呢，并不需要任何的政策呀，或者策略呀，让他得胜。只要是给真理这个空间，不要捆绑他。当他睡的时候，不要捆绑他，他总是会得胜。
In other words, John Milton says that truth wins every time. And truth doesn't need any help to win. For this world, the truth of the gospel wins every time and needs no help. It only needs the souls of mankind to hear it and believe it. It is truth that is indestructible.
所以换句话说呢，这个约翰米尔顿说的就是真理每次都会获胜，真理并不需要帮助，在这个世界上呢，圣经的真理呢也是每次都会赢。
You know, in that hospital bed in 1971, the Air Force captain searched for hope, searched for truth, and God was at work. The head physical therapist assigned to the captain was a believer, had walked with the Lord for many years. And over daily physical therapy sessions, grueling and often disheartening, this physical therapist shared that truth with the captain.
所以你知道吗？再回到1971年的那个军队医院里那个病床上，那个空军的上尉呢，他正在寻求盼望，他也在寻求真理。这个时候，神就开始动工了。他们的那个理疗师的头啊，那个部门的头，他是一个信徒，他已经与神同行好多年了。那个时候呢，就借着每一天这个理疗训练的时候呢，尽管这个训练很难，那么这个理疗师呢，就开始与这个上尉呢来分享他所知道的圣经真理。
Several weeks into what would be a year-long rehabilitation, that captain came to know Christ and the truth of the gospel.
那么有这样几个星期以后，尽管最终的理疗恢复过程是一年之久，那么几个星期以后，这个上尉呢就开始认识耶稣，而且知道福音的真理了。
So that then is the first ground of our hope, the indestructibility of truth. And in all the uncertainty these days, we find our hope in that unchanging, indestructible truth of the gospel.
所以刚才说的呢，就是我们盼望的两个基石里面的第一个基石，也就是它的坚不可摧性，真理的坚不可摧。那么在现今世界，我们遇到各种各样的不确定性的时候，这种真理呢，它是不会变的，它也是不会被摧毁的真理。
The second foundation of our hope, of our confident hope, is this, that God is on his throne. We often wonder why God seems so far away during our times of despair, during our times of trial and hardship. Why does he not intervene?
所以我们的这种信心的盼望的第二个基石呢，就是神是掌权的。我们有时候经常会询问，为什么神看着离我们那么远？尤其是我们在绝望的时候，我们在经历磨难和困苦的时候，神为什么不干预帮我们呢？
It's an age-old question. I think it baffled the psalmist in the Psalms, and it perplexed the prophets of Israel.
这个问题啊，这是一个很久远的问题。即便过去的时候，在写诗篇的诗人，还有先知，也都为这个问题而困惑。
It baffled Peter when he stood ineffective as they marched away Jesus after being betrayed.
那这个同样的问题也困惑过彼得，在客西马尼园，他看到别人把耶稣带走的时候，他也去，他看到，耶稣被背叛的时候，他也很困惑。
I'm sure Peter thought, why does the Messiah, the Son of God, suffer this evil? Surely with one word, the same word that cured the leopard and gave the blind man sight, he could destroy these who would lead him away.
我想彼得当时肯定想过，那为什么这个米赛亚这个基督又是神的儿子，会这样就是承受这样的一个结果呢？那他可以用一句话就可以治好麻风病，可以让瞎子眼睛睁开，可以让死人复活，他为什么不在这个时候去打败那个魔鬼呢？
Yet that Son of God allowed them to lead him away and of his own will bowed his head with humility to the cross. I'm sure Peter stumbled into the darkness asking why.
但那时候发生的就是这个神的儿子呢，就是让别人把自己带走了，又是按照自己的意愿呢，又谦卑的把头低下，低在被挂在十字架上，受苦。那么，我想彼得当时呢，即便在黑暗的时候，也会很难过的问：这为什么呀？
Because you see, in 1971, newly arrived in San Antonio to begin her physical therapy training, that young army private was assigned to help with the rehabilitation of the Air Force captain.
所以，再回到1971年的时候呢，那个再说说那个年轻的女烈兵，当时呢，她是刚刚的应征入伍，她也到了德州的圣安东尼奥的这个军队医院，开始了他做理疗师的训练。
And over the months to come, as they worked together in his rehabilitation, see, she saw in that captain a newfound confidence and a new hope that God was on his throne despite these dire circumstances.
所以在那接下来几个月啊，这个女烈兵和那个空军的上尉他们在一起， 工作一起治理恢复治疗，帮助他恢复。这个女列兵就看到，在那个上尉身上呢，有一个重新点起的盼望，有一个对上帝的一个信心。直到上帝掌权，尽管当时的环境非常恶劣。
And the captain shared with her his newfound hope and confidence in the gospel. And because of the testimony of God's faithfulness to him, she too came to know the Lord.
在那个时候呢，那个上尉呢就跟这个女列兵呢分享了福音的真理。那么就经过这个，通过这个，这个上帝信实的这个见证呢，这个女列兵呢也开始，信靠神了。
And let me remind you, as I remind myself, though we've heard it preached many, many times before, God does not work our way.
让我们再提醒大家一下，也提醒我自己。尽管我们也听过这个被这样的信息被讲到好多回了，但神并不是按照我们想要的来工作的。
His power and his might always find the perfect expression, not always in the power to destroy, but often in the power to draw to himself.
所以神的能力和大能呢，总是他有他最完美的诠释和表述，并不一定总是去马上的去毁灭那个 evil，就是那不好的事情，而有时候呢是在他的权柄里面呢，把我们带到他身边，带到神的身边。
See, because with infinite patience, he seeks to win the lost and the wicked. Our task is to have patience with the patience of God.
所以神呢是经过他，是用着他无限的耐心。他呢，去把我们这些丧失的或者已经邪恶的心灵又重新赢回。那对于我们的要做的事情呢，是我们也要有耐心去对待神。
When we remember our own stubborn resistance to his grace and to his call, and remember his long patience with us through the years, it should not be hard for us to have patience with the patience of God.
所以当我们想起来，我们是对于神的对我们的恩典，还有神对我们的呼召，我们是多么的这个有多么的悖逆啊，stubborn 啊，多么的顽固，所以呢，我们知道记得这些事的时候呢，可能对我们就不是那么难了，让我们也对神的耐心有多一些耐心。
So let us remember this fact, even though it's difficult. God does not work our way. The cross symbolizes both his power and his wisdom. He meets all the mass hatred of wicked men with love. And in the hour of their triumph, his only reply is a prayer.
所以呢，让我们接受这个现实，就是说，即便这现实很难，那这个现实就是神呢，并不是按我们的方法来工作的，那记着十字架所代表的就是神的大能，也有神的智慧，他呢在十字架上呢就去面对了这个所有的这些心里有邪恶人的对他的仇恨，但是他反过来带给他们的是爱，那么在这。那么，在那个神得胜的那个时刻呢，他对于这种仇恨的回复是一个祷告。
And today, praise God, he sits on his throne. He is uncompromising about sin, and only blind ignorance can interpret his restraint as weakness.
所以今天呢，神是坐在他的宝座上，他对于罪呢是不可以容忍。所以，但是他唯一的能够忽略的呢，那就是，但是啊，只有那些眼睛瞎的人才会把神暂时对我们的容忍当成是神的虚弱。
The eternal God will vindicate the righteous in his good time. That world can only work his way. And out of the chaos of these times, God will ultimately have his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以呢，那永生神呢，会在他选择的合适的时机呢，来去证实这个正直的良善的人。所以今天的世界呢，在今天的世界呢，只会按世界的方式做。那么，在今天世界这些混乱的时局中间呢，那神的旨意最终会被实现，就像我们说的，他的旨意在地如同在天一样实现。
For you see, 2 years later, the Air Force captain and the Army private, both having tasted of the goodness of the truth of Jesus Christ and having seen God at work in their circumstances, were married.
所以那个再说两年以后呢，那个空军上尉和那个和那个陆军的列兵呢，两个人都尝试了耶稣基督真理里面的美善，两个人呢也都经历了神的工作，所以他们呢就结婚了。
And I am blessed and grateful to call them my father, my mother.
所以对我来讲呢，既是一个很是一个很大的祝福和感恩，我可以称呼他们为我的父亲和母亲。
God will never leave us nor forsake us, as the Scripture promises.
所以就像
Cross is the promise of that, the indestructible truth of that. And when the challenges of the world around us close in, and we feel hopelessly lost, we must turn to the truth of the cross.And the assurance that God sits on his throne, faithful and unchanging.
所以就像经文所向我们保证的一样，就是神呢永远不会离弃我们。那么这十字架也是对我们的一个应许。那么这个真理呢是不可以被摧毁的。所以当世界上的挑战来的时候呢，我即便有时候我们感觉都快没有盼望的时候，我们必须呢转向十字架的真理。而且知道神给我们的确据，神呢确实是坐在宝座上，掌权，这个是信实的，不会变的。
Let me pray for us.
让我们祷告。
Father, we give you thanks for the confidence and hope that are found only in you. Father, we give you thanks that the truth of the gospel, the truth of your work on the cross, is unchanging, and that today you sit on your throne. And Father, I pray.That each of us would draw from that confidence, an unshakable confidence only found in you. And Father, may we look with anticipation to see how you will work in the days and years to come as we faithfully pursue you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.